So we finished the Gemara Baruch Hashem last time. We have a whole bunch of Tosfos to learn. Let's go slowly one by one. We'll begin with the top Tosfos. If you remember, we saw a number of opinions in the Mishnah. Three opinions in total. Or, to put it more accurately, there were two opinions, Rav Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim, but there's a machlokes exactly what Rav Elazar ben Azariah holds. We're being recorded, by the way?
Yes.
I was in touch with our New York contingent, David Sandel. So I sent him an email. Maybe once he should join us on Zoom, just so we should have a look.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
See each other face to face. We'll see if he responds. Either way, the opinion of the Tanna Kamma, as quoting Rav Elazar ben Azariah, is that the whole tefillah of Musaf only ever applies to the Tzibur and not the Yochid, period. Whereas Reb Yehuda, in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, he holds a slight variation of that, which is that if there is a Tzibur, then indeed the Yochid does not daven, because the Tzibur amoitzi him. But if there is no Tzibur, then the Yochid would daven. Whereas the middle opinion, the opinion of the Chachamim, is that Musaf applies equally to the Tzibur and to the Yochid. So the Gemara wanted to bring a proof, top Tosfos, Ein Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda She'oma Mishum Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The Halacha is not like what Rabbi Yehuda claims in the name of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, says Tosfos, Elo halacha ke rabbonon. Rather, the halacha is like the rabbonon, which means that Musaf applies to the Yochid as it does to the Tzibur. V'chein posak Rabbeinu Chananel. And so too Rabbeinu Chananel paskan the same. De lahochi maisi, this is why the Gemara brings Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. Remember the Gemara brought the Rav Ami v'Rav Asi, they used to daven as yechidim, shayu mispallim b'yachid, they used to daven even as a yachid, k'rabbonon, b'ini amudi, they used to daven between the amudim of the Beis HaMedrash, wherever they learned, the garasinon la'ashmeinon. Do you know why that story is taught to us? In order to tell us the halacha k'rabbonon. And as we well know, I think, this is indeed the way we pasken. We indeed pasken like the Rabbonon, so a person would say Musaf, even if he is a Yochid, whether there is a Tzibur in town or not a Tzibur in town. If you are housed at home at the moment, you would daven Musaf even as a Yochid. The Gemara brought a story in which Reb Chiya davened twice. Soli v'hodar soli. And the Gemara was trying to work out, why is that? So the Gemara suggested, because he forgot to mention Rosh Chodesh. To which the Gemara says, but we have a braisa that says, that if you did not say Rosh Chodesh, you did not say Yalav Yovei on Rosh Chodesh, it's not the end of the world. You can always say it in a different tefillah. Says Tosfos, V'hotanya tov loy hiskish or Rosh Chodesh ba'arvis ein machzir en oisai loy garsinon lei. That particular line in the Gemara is incorrect. Why? Da'amrinon b'samach, because we saw afterwards in the Gemara that it says that tov loy hiskish or Rosh Chodesh ein machzir en oisai at all. If ever you do not say Rosh Chodesh in the tefillah of Ma'ariv, you don't need to go back at all. If you she'ein mekadshin. So therefore, this braisa says you don't need to repeat it because you can always say it in the next tefillah. That's not true with regard to Ma'ariv. With regard to Ma'ariv, you never have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Therefore, l'chaira, this line is incorrect. Inami says Tosfos, or perhaps Iisa, if we are going to have this text, we'll say Agav Achrina Nokat Lei. Agav means it's just based on the others. Because it said the same with regard to Mincha and with regard to Ma'ariv, so for the same price it throws this in as well. But technically speaking, it's not actually true, because when it comes to Maariv, you wouldn't repeat Shmoneh Esra, period, for the reason that the Gemara says you're not Makadesh the Chodesh at night. Next Tosfos, Kamo Yishe Bein Tfilo Letfilo. How much does one have to make a gap between two davenings, between Shacharis and Musaf, or if you have to repeat Shmoneh Esra based on a mistake? Kagoin, says Tosfos, Odom She To'o. For example, somebody made a mistake, Veroitze Lehispalel Sheinis, and now wants to daven again, does he have to make a gap in between the two? Or V'chein Bein Tfilas Shachris to Tfilas Hamusofen, which has nothing to do with a mistake. But you're davening back-to-back Shmoneh Esras, and the Gemara said, yes, you do have to make a gap. How much? Says Tosfos in the next Tosfos. Kadesha Tischoilel Daitoyolov. What does that mean? On the Farish Birushalmi, Dahainu Kashayelech Arba Amois. That is the time it would take to walk Arba Amois, which is not a long time, but it does mean that you don't literally have two Shmoneh Esras back-to-back. You do have to have time to recompose yourself before you begin the second tefillah.
Where would we have a situation where you have Shacharis and Musaf back-to-back?
If there be no Kriyas HaTorah, for example. If there's no Sefer Torah and there's no Kriyas HaTorah, so you don't have Shacharis and then straight away Musaf. Or if somebody's at home, he's a chayla.
You still have a break. For example, if it's Rosh Chodesh, you have halal in between.
Yeah, I'm saying, but if you're at home, you're a chayla, and all you've got is koyach to daven two Shmoneh Esras, and then you want to go back to bed. So daven Shacharis, immediately afterwards Musaf, but you should pause for a few moments in between.
Okay.
Lefi she'ein mekadshin es achodesh. So this is the halach we mentioned before, that if you missed out Yale V'Yovo in Rosh Chodesh night, you would not repeat Shmoneh Esra. Why not? Because there is no Kiddush HaChodesh. The Beis Din would never accept Edim nighttime, and therefore, even though it's not to say that it's not Yale V'Yovo, that it's not Rosh Chodesh, V'Yovo is not Ma'akev. As we pointed out last time, one should not make a mistake. The same does not apply in all other Ma'arivs if you miss out Yale V'Yovo, whether on Yom Tov or on Rosh Chodesh. It's a specific halacha that pertains only to Rosh Chodesh for the reason that the Gemara just stated. Says Tosfos. Now, this is a reference to a Tosfos that we saw right to the beginning of the Perek. So I think it's worthwhile reviewing. If you remember, on the very first Omud of this Perek, and we've had it referred to since, the Gemara used a phrase, and the Gemara said, Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. What does that mean, Tfilas Arvis is Rishus? Tfilas Arvis Rishus, if you translate literally, sounds like that Maariv is an option. If you want to daven, you daven, and if you don't want to daven Maariv, that's fine also. But Tosfos proves that can't be the pshat. And this, our Gemara, is one of those proofs. Why? Because if you miss out Yale V'Yovo in Rosh Chodesh, so what does the Gemara say? You don't need to repeat Shmoneh Esra at the moment. If Tfilas Arvis is a Roshus, it literally means it's optional. Well, of course you don't need to repeat Shmoneh Esra because you never needed to daven in the first place. So why does the Gemara need to express a reason? Because Rosh Chodesh, you don't do Kiddush HaChodesh Balaylo. Why can't you simply say the reason why you don't need to repeat Shmoneh Esra is because you don't need to daven Maariv at all, period. So Tosfos proved from there that clearly you do need to daven Maariv. Maariv is an obligation. You must daven Maariv. And that's why, essentially, if you miss out Yale V'Yovo, we would have thought that you need to repeat Shmoneh Esra, to which the Gemara is teaching us that actually you don't, because there's no Kiddush HaChodesh Balaylo. But you do have to daven. So what does it mean, Tfilas Arvis Rishus? So Tosfos explained over there what it means is, of course, Maariv is mandatory. It's not an option. However, it's a lesser degree obligation. such that if another mitzvah came your way, and you're worried that if I daven Maariv, I'm going to lose the other mitzvah, then Maariv will take second place. That's what it means. Not that Tfilas Arvis is Rishus, it's optional. It's not optional, it's mandatory. Now have a look at Tosfos. Lefi Shein Mekachin Es HaChodesh, says Tosfos, Pirashnu Le'el. We already explained in the beginning of the Perek, Bereish Pirakin, in the beginning of the Perek, Ma Shemakshin. That which we ask, that what's going on? Why are you telling me that you don't have to repeat Maariv? Because there's no Kiddush HaChodesh Balayla. The taper clay, surely the reason could be Mishum Rishus. It's a Rishus. That was Tosfos Kasha. And if it's a Rishus, you don't need to daven, period. So Tosfos says, yes, I explained there. Mishum dahainu, that which we say the Arvis is a Rishus, dafka lasois mitzvah acheres oiveres. That is a specific halacha only with regard to if you have to weigh up between davening Maariv or doing another mitzvah, which is a mitzvah oiveres. What does that mean, a mitzvah oiveres? A mitzvah where?
Hey, it wasn't me this time.
To re-sign in again, I don't know. Let's give him a minute. Oh, I think he's going to try to re-sign in. Hold on a second, I'll be right back.
Not sure what happened, it just suddenly disappeared on me. Okay, V'yesh Mefarshim, says Tosfos, some explain that Dafka Belaila Rishoina, it's only on the first night of Rish Chodesh, that's when we say, Ein Machzirin Oisai, that you do not have to repeat Shmona Esra if you miss out Yal V'yavoi. Why? Lefi She'ein Mekadshin HaChodesh Belaila. Because you're not Mekadesh, the Chodesh, at night. That's what the Gemara said. So some suggest, Avol Belaila Shniyah, when you have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, and then you miss out Yalav Yovay on the second night Maariv, some want to suggest that Machzir and Oisoy, there you would have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Why? Shekvar Mekudesh, Miyoim Shalafonov, because the day has already been declared holy on the previous day. So on the very first night, Edim could never come to Beis Din at this particular moment. So it can't become Rosh Chodesh now. But on the second night of Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't need to become Rosh Chodesh. It has already become Rosh Chodesh by virtue of the fact that the Edim came on the previous day. And therefore, this whole concept of Edim not being able to Mekadosh the Chodesh at night time does not apply on the second night. And therefore, if it is already Rosh Chodesh from the first day, that will obviously carry through to the second day. So at night time, who cares that you can't have Edim? It's already Rosh Chodesh, even without the Edim, because they came yesterday. And therefore you would have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Says Tosfos in conclusion, V'loi nira l'chalek. No, it does not appear to me enough of a reason to make that distinction. And indeed, halacha l'maisa, I think as we well know, is like Tosfos. And that means, if ever anybody forgets Yal v'yovoy on Rosh Chodesh night, whether the first night or the second night, he does not repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, now we begin the bottom Tosfos. This is a very, very important Tosfos. A little bit complicated. Let's work it through and we'll get it straight in this Hashem. Mistabra milsa derav b'chodesh mole. If you remember, the Gemara initially had this suggestion. The Gemara rejected it. That maybe it only refers to a chodesh mole. Kloimash ayo oisei shalafonov mole. In other words, that the previous month was Mole, was a 30-day month. Da'oz yochala oimra ba'arvis shal mocha shehu ikka. Okay, we saw that all in the Gemara. This is now where Tosfos begins. Now, this is a very, very important concept. In order to understand this Tosfos, let's make a very brief introduction. As we well know, there are two types of mistakes that can be made in Shmoneh Esrei. And it can really be summed up very briefly as those types of mistakes where machzir in oisai, and those types of mistakes where ein machzir in oisai. So we all know, if you miss out ala nisim on Chanukah, you do not repeat Shmoneh Esrei. If you miss out zochreinu l'chaim in the aseres yimei tshuva, you do not repeat Shmoneh Esrei. As we've just seen in our Gemara, if you miss out Yale V'yovoy and Rosh Chodesh night, you do not repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Those are all mistakes where Ein Machzir and Oisei, we do not return him. But there are some mistakes that we do return him to the beginning. For example, if you miss out Yale V'yovoy and Rosh Chodesh day, not night. Or if you miss out Mashiva Ruach. Or if you say Geshem in the middle of the summer, etc., etc. That's a mistake that's called Machzirin Oisei. Machzirin Oisei. So the question always becomes, when is the point of no return? When is the point of no return? Meaning, if you were davening Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh morning, Shacharis, so you've got to say Yal V'yavoy, and if you do not say Yal V'yavoy, then definitely that is a mistake where we would call it Machzirin Oisei. What does that mean, Machzirin Oisei? You miss out Yal V'yavoy in the bracha of Ritzei. So you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amachzir Shchinosoi Letzioin. You've now finished that bracha, but you have not yet begun with the next words, which are Moedim Anachnu Loch. You're exactly in between the two brachas when all of a sudden you remember your mistake. What do you do there? Or the other way around. What would be Rosh Chodesh night? Rosh Chodesh night. So again, you finish the bracha, Machzir Shchinosoi Letzioin, and all of a sudden you remember that you've not said Yale V'yavoy. Now the halacha is, if you finish your Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh night, having missed out Yale V'yavoy on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to go back at all. So what happens though, if I haven't yet begun the next bracha? Is that not too late to save the day? So let's have a look at Tosfos. V'hoya oimer harav Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak used to say the following. Now let's take this slowly. L'kol davar she'omru chachomim. Anything that the chachomim said, ein machzirin oisai, underline the ein, whenever we're dealing with a mistake where ein machzir an oisai kagoi yalav yovai barvis. If you miss out yalav yovai and Rosh Chodesh during marriage, or va'al hanisim, whether it be on Purim on Hanukkah, those are examples of mistakes which are ein machzir an oisai. So Rabbi Yitzchok said, loy mi boya im okar raglov uposach bebrocha shela achareho. Now this is a little bit tricky. Normally we use the phrase im okar raglov to mean what? We've had it early on in the perek. To uproot your feet, which means you've finished Shmoyne Esra. It's a little bit confusing because over here, Okar Raglov doesn't mean you've moved your feet. It's just a metaphor. It means you've begun the next bracha. So, loy mi boya, not only im Okar Raglov uposach bebracha shel achareho, not only if I've actually begun the next bracha, I've begun moedim, de ein machzirin oisoi, elo afilu loy okar. Even if I haven't completely uprooted myself from this bracha, elo rather shesiem oiso bracha, rather he has just finished that particular bracha shetiknu bala oimra, in which they instituted that you were supposed to say yal v'yovel in the first place, but I have not begun the next bracha. That's called loy okar, ein machzirin oisai. I would still not go back. So Rav Yitzchok is telling us a tremendous chiddush. Again, Maariv, Rosh Chodesh, and you missed out Yalav v'Yovai. So we all know, if you finish Shmoneh Esra, you do not need to repeat. If you've moved on into the next bracha of Moedim, you also, you don't go back. That's called Okar. You've uprooted yourself from the bracha of Ritzei, in which you were supposed to say Yalav v'Yovai. You've uprooted yourself to the extent that you now find yourself in the next bracha. And only then did you remember your mistake. Rabbi Yitzchok says a further chiddush. Even if I finished and I said, Baruch atah Hashem hamachazir shchinosoi letzioin, and I've not begun moedim anachnu loch, I'm exactly in no man's land in between the two brachas. I have not really uprooted myself from this bracha. Why? Because I haven't begun the next. Nonetheless, ein machzirin oisai. Once the bracha is over, it's over, and you do not go back. That is the opinion of Rav Yitzchok. Says Tosfos, V'loi Nehira L'Rabbeinu Elchanan. We have a tremendous machlokes between Rabbeinu Yitzchok and Rabbeinu Elchanan. Rabbeinu Yitzchok was of the opinion that once you finish the bracha, you don't go back. Rabbeinu Elchanan disagrees. Why? V'loi nehira Rabbeinu Elchanan. D'hochazinon, what does that mean, d'hochazinon? Because we see the Birkas Hamazon. Let's compare this now to Birkas Hamazon, to benching. The oisam she'omru chachomim machzirin. Again, when it comes to benching, just like in davening, there are also two types of mistakes. There is a mistake for which machzirin, there is a mistake for which ein machzirin. What would be an example in Birkas Hamazon of a mistake where ein machzirin, if you forgot al anisim on Purim or Hanukkah? And what would be an example of a mistake in Birkas Hamazon where it was machzirin? And the answer is, on Shabbos, if you forgot Ritzei, for example. So again, very similar to Shmoneh Esra, two types of mistakes. Says Rabbeinu Elchanan, I'm going to prove to you, The oison she'omru chachomim machzirim. Those mistakes where Chazal said you got to go back. The gam oison she'ein machzirim. And so too those mistakes where you do not have to go back. Shavin. The halacha is the same. Hecha deloy okar raglov. As long as you have not been oikar raglov, what does that mean? That you have not begun the next bracha, the halacha is exactly the same. Shovin. Shovin means it's equal and that you do go back. And I'll prove it to you. Kata'oma lakamon. As we say later on, it says in the Gemara later on in Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph, Im shochach shel Shabbos. What happens if you forgot to mention Shabbos in your Friday night benching? Now, where exactly do we mention Shabbos? In the third bracha of Yerushalayim. And you forgot. V'siyem ha-bracha kulo. And you have completely finished the bracha. You said, Ubnei Yerushalayim Mircha, etc. Borcha to Hashem, Boinei Barachamov Yerushalayim Omein. Stop. Va'adayin loy hischil, even if you have not yet begun, the Birkas Hatoiv Vahameitiv. So you have finished the third bracha, you have not yet begun the fourth, and we're dealing with a very severe mistake of having forgotten Shabbos. Now what do? You've got to fix it up. How do you fix it up? Remember, there is a special bracha which is instituted if you miss out Ritzei. What is that? Oimer, you say, Baruch, Asher, Nosan, Shabbosos, Limanucha, etc., etc. Once you have begun Hatoiva Meitiv, game over. You've got to go back. You don't get this additional bracha that you can insert. But if I find myself in no man's land, I finish the third bracha, I have not yet finished, not yet begun the fourth, then you can still fix up. How do you fix up? By making this special, very rare bracha called Asher Nosan Shabbosos Lemenucha. Okay. Says Tosis, V'ka'omar Nami Hosa. But it says there as well in the same Gemara that what happens in To'or, again in benching, V'loi Hizkir Shel Rosh Chodesh. If you miss out Yale V'yavoi on Rosh Chodesh in benching, what's the halacha? Do you go back or you don't go back? The answer is, Ein Machzir Enoisi. You only go back for Shabbos, not for Rosh Chodesh. And it says there, Koidim Shokar Raglov, again, you finish Boinei Barachim of Yerushalayim Amein. You have not yet begun the fourth bracha, and you remembered you've forgotten the Yal of Yavoi. Dahainu koidem sheyaschil birkas hatoiva meitiv. That's what we mean. The oiso koire oiker raglov. That's what we mean when we say oiker raglov. And guess what the halach is? Oimer, once again, Baruch ato asher nosan roshei chodoshim. So here we've got a Gemara that tells us, both with regard to missing out Shabbos, which is machzirin, also with regard to missing out Rosh Chodesh, which is ein machzirin, the halacha is the same. That's what it means, shovin. What does it mean it's the same? That what? As long as I have not yet begun the next bracha, what's the halacha? You can fix up. Says Tosfos Alma, what do I see from over here? Heicha deloy okar. Whenever I have not been oikar, which means whenever I have not yet begun the next bracha, elu ve'elu shovin. Both this and that are equal. There is no distinction between machzirin and ein machzirin. Ve'im okara glov, if you have uprooted yourself, which means shehischil bebirkas hatoiva hametiv, you've begun the fourth bracha of benching, then shall Shabbos, what do you do on Shabbos? If you find yourself in the middle of hatoiva hametiv, chayzel ereish, you've got to go back. You can't fix it up over here, it's too late, you've got to go back. But v'shal Rosh Chodesh, what's the halachim from Rosh Chodesh? Finished. Me'uvas lo yochel liskoi. It's a mistake which can't be fixed up, and you just leave it at that. So what's Tosis trying to prove? What does Rabbi Elchanan say? I see that the only difference between a machzirin mistake and an ein machzirin mistake is only if okar. Only if you have now begun the next bracha. If it's machzirin, then you go back. If it's ein machzirin, you just continue on. But if it's loy okar, I have not yet begun the next bracha, rather I find myself in between the two, then there is no distinction, no difference whatsoever between machzirin and ein machzirin. Daloch is the same. And what is that? As long as it's layokar, as long as I've not begun the next bracha, the halacha is you fix your mistake there and then. In the case of benching, how do you do so? By saying this additional bracha of Baruch Atah Asher Nosan Shabbosos or Nosan Rosh Chodesh. In which case...
Shimon Esra, how do you put it right? In Shimon Esra, how do you put it right?
Oh, so let's see, you'd say Yalav Yovi there and then. V'ochanami, and so too over here, Yachzoir lo'isa brocha imloi hischil b'brocha shalachareho. So too over in our case with regard to Shmoina Esra, as long as you haven't been oiker raglov, it's not too late. And even if it is a mistake where generally ein machzirin, as I've proved from Birkas Hamazon, is only true when okar, when I've begun the next bracha. But if I have not begun the next bracha, then you can still fix your mistake. So we have an enormous machlekes between Rabbeinu Elchanan and Rabbeinu Yitzchak. According to Rabbeinu Yitzchak, what does ein machzirin mean? You do not return him the minute he's finished the bracha, even if he has not begun the next bracha. And according to Rabbi Chonon, that's not true. Ein machzirin only means if you have sailed on into the next bracha. That's called okar. But as long as you have not begun the next bracha, you still have to fix up, as you see in the case of benching. Okay, let's reconnect and we'll see how Tosos deals with that raya. Umihu ein raya mehosam. Says Tosos, as far as I'm concerned, there is no proof from Birkas Hamazon to Shmoina Esra. Again, what was the principle that Rabbeinu Elchanan was trying to prove from benching? That you see that there is no difference between machzirin and ein machzirin if loy okar. The difference is only if okar. If you've begun the next bracha, then that's where you make a distinction. But if you have not begun the next bracha, you can always fix up. So Tosis wanted to say, Rabbi Elchanan wanted to say, the same would apply for Shmoina Esra. That even if it is ein machzirin, as long as I haven't been oiker, I haven't begun the next bracha yet, you can still fix up. Says Tosis u'miu ein raya mehosam. As far as I'm concerned, there is no proof from there. Benching and davening is different. Why? The shan yosam over there. The birkas hamazoin. Birkas hamazoin is different. Shekvar birech gimel brachoi. you have already finished benching three brachos, u'birkas ha'tov ha'meitiv, and the bracha of tov ha'meitiv, lav da'iraisa hi. We know that benching, even though it consists of four brachas, but essentially only the first three are min ha'Torah. Hazonis ha'koil, ala oretz v'alamozoin, and boini b'rachamov, those are the three brachas which are min ha'Torah. Hatoiva ha'meitiv was a later institution by Chazal. So the first three are min ha'Torah, the fourth is mid derabbanan. If that's the case, al kein ein machzirin oisoi legamri. That's why we do not send him back completely. Why? Ki ein doime shom hefsek kol kach. It's not such a severe issue of hefsek. Why is it not such a severe issue of hefsek? Because essentially you finish benching. Once you've finished three brachas, basically you've finished benching. What will you tell me? It's not true. There's a fourth bracha. That's only midrabbanan. So over there, I don't mind you inserting this additional bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem, Shenosan, Roshei Chodoshim. What will you say to me? What's going on? You're inserting additional things. It's a hefsek. It's not the end of the world. It's not really a hefsek. Why is it not really a hefsek? Because basically you're finished benching. But ve'ein lahavi mimenu raya, but you cannot bring from that a proof leyudches brachos. You cannot bring a proof from there to Shmona Esra. De'im yachziruhu bedavar she'ein lachzair. If you're going to return him for something that essentially he doesn't really need to go back for, hava kamoi hafsoka. What does that mean, hafsoka? Just like in the middle of Shmoyne Esra, you can't add additional pieces which are not required. So now to say Yala v'yovoi, having made that mistake, for example, on Rosh Chodesh night, where Yala v'yovoi is ein machzir noisoi, if you're going to tell him to say it again, that's like a hefsek. Why is it like a hefsek? Because you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esra. And if you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esra, why are you adding things that are not necessary? In the case of benching, you're not really in the middle of benching. Why are you not in the middle of benching? Because having finished three brachas, that essentially is the end. Says Toises Va'oid, and furthermore, De'ein Lahavi Raya Lekan. He says, anyway, you can't bring a Raya to over here. De'im Ha'yisa Oimer. Because if you say, Ve'heicha Shaloyaka Raglov B'yudches Brachis, that wherever in Shmoneh Esra you have not moved into the next bracha, Shahoyolei Lachzor, are you going to tell me you've got to still fix up your mistake? Im kein, Hayav Tzorich Lachzor L'Ritzei. This is what you asked, Rabbi Yosef. What would that mean, I've got to fix my mistake? I've got to go back to Ritzei. Ve'ein ze hogun, and that is not correct. That means in the case of benching, where you're not going to repeat any words. Why not? Because Chazal instituted for you this new bracha. So you're not going back and repeating. Fine, I can live with that. But over here, if it's a mistake, which is ein machzir en oisai, what business do you have now to go back and repeat words that you're not mechuyev to do? That I can't tolerate. Says Tosis in conclusion, however, Umiyu Oimer Ri, I must tell you the truth, says the Ri, D'ro'o es Rabbeinu Tam. He once actually saw Rabbeinu Tam. D'heicha d'loy okar raglov. There was an occasion where he had not moved into the next bracha, and guess what he did? Choyzer l'retzei afilu b'dvarim she'ein machzirin. Going ala nisim. So despite all my objections against Rabbeinu Yitzchak, against Rabbeinu Elchanan, but I must tell you that I actually saw Rabbeinu Tam do exactly that. There was a particular mistake, which is ein machzirin, and I maintain, therefore, that once you have finished the bracha, you just keep going. And I guess what? I saw Rabbeinu Tam, he went back. Tosfos finishes in three words, v'chein amo devar, which means, and that is the minhag. So I believe that we really should see the halacha together. How do we paskin on this? This is very, very negeya halacha l'maisa. This is a mistake that can easily happen. Baruch ato Hashem, hamachzir shchinosoi letziyin. And you do not yet say, you didn't say Yal v'yovei. So what do you do now? If it's Mariv, it's Ein Machzir Anoisei. Everybody agrees that if you begin Moedim and it's nighttime Rosh Chodesh, then you don't go back because it's Ein Machzir Anoisei. And if it's Shachris, then you do go back. Everybody agrees. But if it's loy okar, if I've not begun the next bracha, then what do you do? Do you say yal v'yavoy there and then? Do you go back to Ritzei? That's what Rabbeinu Tam did. Do you keep on going? Big machlokes. So I think for next time, I don't have a Mishnah Berurah in front of me, but next time we'll see the Mishnah Berurah bring Chelek Aleph. Now, Be'ezus Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we have finished the perek. I guess a little bit difficult to make a siyum over Zoom. But either way, we're going to do Chazorah. We're going to go back quite a bit, because we've done quite a bit without doing Chazorah.
I believe... Ezra, cool.
Yeah?
Just when it says V'akar, does that mean I said the word V'sechazana, or does that mean
no,
Shem Hashem in the bracha?
Right, so essentially means I said Ma'idim Anachnu Loch. That we'll see in the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe if I've said Baruch Ato Hashem Amachazir, that's also the point of no return. We'll discuss that. Either way.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
The Gemara on Chaf Tes Amud Beis at the top quotes in the name of Rav Yeshua ben Levi.
Yeah.
That it says that if one forgot to say Yalla V'Yavo, then he's Choyzer. The Ritzei. He goes back to Ritzei.
Yeah.
Is that only saying with respect to Shachris and Mincha?
Right,
because it
right.
doesn't indicate whether or not that's a
right.
marb or it's all three or,
right.
or what.
Okay, so we're going to have a look at these halachas. Bring, next time, bring Chelek Aleph, but bring also Chelek Dalad. If you want to have a look, it's in Tov Chof Beis in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. And we'll see this together, and we'll try and Be'ezus Hashem get a clarity. So we're going to begin on Thursday with the Halacha, Kuf Yud Dalad, and also Tov Chof Beis, and then we'll do Chazara from the Mishnah of Chof Ches Amud Beis. It's quite a bit, it's two daf. That will take us easily Thursday and probably Sunday as well. At which point, we have a week and a half till the end of Zman. We're not pausing over here. We're going to have to make a decision on which perek we learn next. Maybe one of the earlier prokim in brachas. I'll bli neder send out an email before the end of the week. So if anybody wants to begin preparing, at the moment we're going to do chazara anyway, but maybe the second or third perek of brachas in this session. Okay, all the best. Everybody have a wonderful day. And we should say, Besuras Tevis, Rabbi Yosef.
Amen.
Amen.